A slap on the wrist. The Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Nearly 2 years after they were issued, we're told those uninverted Jenny airplane stamps violated the rules. To review, in September 2013, the U.S. issued reprints of the 1918 error stamp in which the airplane was accidentally printed upside down. They had $2 denominations and came in sheets of six. Shortly after, we found out that the Postal Service had printed 100 of those sheets with the airplane right side up, and those rarities were scattered at random throughout the more than 2 million normal sheets. Some of those upright sheets have now sold for tens of thousands of dollars after being purchased for 12. According to Bill McAllister in Lynn Stamp News, the Postal Service Inspector General says creating an intentional rarity was inappropriate influence of the secondary market and a violation of what little policy there is on stamp collecting. Furthermore, the IG says the Postal Service's complicated distribution plan didn't work and wasn't completely random. Most of the uninverted sheets haven't been sold. Only about 24 of them have been found. The Postmaster General and Chief Marketing Officer, who both signed off on the plan, have moved on, but current management tells the Inspector General it isn't going to destroy the remaining uninverted stamps. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.